Square Enix games seem to be taking up all my time, and yet, I'm still going to find time to talk about Mass Effect this week, today on the show. April 4th, 2017, you're listening to Serious Video Games Business. I'm your host, Ben Gould. How are you? Jesus, Ben, where have you been for the last month? Oh, I don't know, playing fucking video games for once? God damn. There hasn't been, last year, nothing. What came out last year that was so big? All the shit came out at the end of the year. Final Fantasy 15, Deus Ex. I'm really struggling to think of like what was so great last year that we had a ton. No games last year. 2016 really was a shit. All that shit I was talking about how people should stop bitching about a year. You know what? 2016 really was a shit in terms of games released. This year though, oh my god, an embarrassment of riches. An embarrassment, I say. What? So many, I can't even, all right, look, Persona 5 comes out, I think, this week, right? Nier Automata, came out a few weeks ago, and that has been occupying all of my time, all of it, happily. Just finished it this weekend, and, you know, I don't know, I'm gonna hang on to it on the off chance that they make some DLC for it. I don't know, they haven't announced anything, but, I'm looking forward to something. That game, superb, fully worth the $60 asking price, because that's how we rate things on this show now, as to the price I would pay for them, fully worth the $60 asking price, and if they had a season pass, I would buy it. Just to support the development team and Square Enix for giving, you know, some outside of the box thinkers, Yoko Taro-san, in particular, giving them the opportunity to make big budget games like this. Because, you know, normally when you see a game that tries to do something different, it's like this little indie thing on Steam Greenlight or Kickstarter, and you know it's. They have the potential for expanding your mind when it comes to, you know, what you think of video games, but rarely do you see it evolve past, you know, a fucking pixel junk fucking, you know, 8-bit ripoff. Like, and I've said this in the past, I don't buy into that whole thing, the nostalgia factor for pixel art. I know a lot of people like it, but it's like I've kind of, you know, toot my own horn, I've evolved with the fucking medium, and, you know, I want my games in the highest fidelity, only the highest of fidelities, as snooty as that makes me, I don't give a shit, it's my hobby, I'll fucking like what I want to like. So anyway, Nier Automata, definitely go pick that up if you have a chance. The combat, if for no other reason than the combat is so solid. You know, I won't spoil anything about it, but you're just going around slicing up robots and other machines, and it's fucking, the combat is so fluid. It's just, it flows, and there's no other way to describe it. It's like, it only involves a few buttons, but like, it can be as complex or as simple as you want it to be. Graphically, it doesn't set the world on fire, but it's like, when a game is well made, and it is, it's still a pretty game. It's just some of the textures are a little muddy, but goddamn it, get off the decks. All right, they did fantastic work. Go pick up Nier Automata. I can't say Nier Automata without pausing after the word Nier, because it's like I have to psych myself up to definitely mispronounce it. Nier Automata. Nier Automata. Nier Auto Mata. All right, anyway. Also lately, I've been playing, I finished it in like an hour and a half, they released the first bit of DLC for Final Fantasy 15, Alliteration Celebration, episode Gladiolus. And I have to say, coming off of Nier Automata, Automata. God damn. Automata. I'm going to say Automata. Nier Automata. Okay. Is this fucking annoying as a listener? Holy shit. So yeah, I played episode Gladio. I plunked down, what was it, the $25 for the season pass for Final Fantasy because I felt like the game was great and I felt like it had a lot of potential to expand upon it. And I have to say, you know, they keep improving the game. They recently released a patch where, like, they added some extra story elements to Chapter 13, which a lot of people had some gripes about. And I just see all this negativity online from people who are just like, you know, you should have just released a full game to begin with. Just shut the you make a game. You fucking plunk down millions of dollars to make a game, you fucking shits. The point is they don't have to support it, you know, but obviously somebody at Square Enix is lobbying the higher-ups and saying, like, no, we can't just, like, sit on our laurels and fucking be like, yeah, no, the game sold well and, you know, we made our money back and good for us. No. They're like, no. Clearly the director, Habata, I think his name is, or Tabata? Tabata? Habata, I think it is. Fuck. So professional. So the director is clearly lobbying the producers because, you know, they only had 2 years to actually develop this game because it went through multiple iterations in the development cycle. A lot of people bitching online about, oh, it took 5 years and millions of dollars. Yeah, it did. And then when they got it in the hands of somebody who knew what they were doing, you know, they only gave him 2 years to put together a product, and he fucking did it. Even if the game was just by itself with none of the patches that they released for it and none of the DLC that's coming, it's still a solid, solid, solid RPG. Loved it. And beautiful to boot. It's such a pretty game that it is the sole reason that, like, I am foaming at the mouth to get a super ultra HDR 4K TV, and I want to get the best one because it's like I need to see this game at its full potential. I want to get a PS4 Pro. I want to do this shit upright because it's so colorful and so well done. You know, Nier Automata. Like I said, awesome game and would probably also look good in HDR or whatever. I don't even know if they released a PS4 Pro patch for it. It would probably look even better, but it really didn't need to because that game wasn't about the graphics. Final Fantasy 15 is totally about the graphics. So anyway, I played episode Gladiolus recently and was able to finish it in an hour and a half. If I hadn't got the season pass, the price would have been $5. So already I'm a little iffy. It's like all of these episodes aren't going to be $5, right? Because that's not going to equal out to the $25 I paid. So hopefully they get a little meatier as it goes on. Because this, like I said, lasted only an hour and a half. And coming off of Nier, the combat, oh my goodness. I did not like the way that Gladio controls. I could see what they were going for, but when I played, you know, through the main game as Noctis, I never used the great swords or the heavy weapons because it was so slow and clunky, and it felt more natural just the way the control was set up to be able to, like, quickly dart around and, like, get in, like, multiple quick shots. I like those sound effects because otherwise you wouldn't have known what multiple quick shots sound like. So I didn't particularly like the heavy weapons in the game, and obviously as Gladio, that's all you play with. The blocking mechanic was a little off to me because it just felt like, whereas in the mainline game, you know, if you hit block right before, you can parry if you block in time with the enemy strikes, and it's supposed to be the same principle here, but it just felt, he gets so caught up in his slow, like, sword swinging animations that even though you're hitting block, you're already still, like, spinning around with the sword, and it's like, it's too late, you can't block it. So the combat was a little clunky, but I was able to push through it. Filled in a little bit more story, but not much. I was hoping that they would have more developments with Kor, who is, you know, one of the supporting characters for the main game, who kind of disappears. Maybe I thought they'd give a reason for why he's not in the rest of the game. You know, after he disappears with Gladio. Nope, none of that. You know, spoiler alert, but there's no significant story revelations, and I'm hoping that they expound upon that just a little bit more in future DLC. And I also, like I said, I hope the future DLC is a little lengthier than just an hour and a half. This really felt like something that maybe should have been in the main game. No. I could see where they were going in the main game when, like, your supporting members of your group disappear. You could tell that they were like, all right, we're going to tell that story at a separate point, you know, through DLC. And I just hoped that, to be fair, Gladio's not my favorite. If we're being honest, he's kind of a lunkhead. He had nothing, you know, plot-wise to contribute in terms of, like, you know, he was the stereotype of, like, oh, I'm so strong, and that's all I'm good for. Like, okay. So you knew you weren't going to, like, they weren't going to go crazy with exposition on this DLC, but they lived up to that. That's pretty much, it was what you would expect. And like I said, coming off of Nier, where the combat was just so tight and fluid, and then going into this where he's just swinging around the sword, it takes fucking, like, 5 seconds for him to spin around with it. It's like, holy shit. Couldn't stand it, but because it was so short, I couldn't get too mad at it. So yeah, I enjoyed that. But the real thing I want to talk about on this week's episode, and it's like really bad, is that's it. That's the reason why you haven't made an episode in like 4 weeks. Yep, that's pretty much it. I told y'all I got a puppy that occupied a little bit of my time, but once Nier came out and I treated myself to that, based on nothing more than just internet hype, and I absolutely loved it. I should also point out that the soundtrack was phenomenal. Every song in that game is perfectly suited to the mood and gets you hyped up for whatever you're doing. God, just go buy it. Give them some more money, please, so that they continue making fantastic games like this. Also, has anyone else noticed that, like, publishers have, like, hot streaks now? Like, it used to be that they would stagger their releases, but it's like, to come out with Final Fantasy and then Nier, like, a couple months afterward. And I just feel like last year, who was it? Was the year or the year before where it was WB, maybe, where they had Mortal Kombat and then a month later they had The Witcher? I don't know. Business-wise, I mean, this is serious video games business. A non-professional video games business podcast. There's no rhyme or reason to it other than I think they're just trying to get that fucking sweet ass. They're just trying to close out the quarters, right? I'm asking you. Like, I'm supposed to be telling you, but I'm asking you. Speaking of closing out the quarters, let's talk about why Mass Effect Andromeda was totally rushed out. Oh, you thought we were done, and we are. We are. I promised you in January when I did that whole episode on Mass Effect 3, and I said, this is it. This is the last I'm ever going to talk about Mass Effect 3. I promise you. I'm sticking to that promise, so don't you worry. I'm not talking about Mass Effect 3 at all. I'm done. That's it. I want to talk about Mass Effect Andromeda because in that same podcast, I said I was worried. I've been worried the last few episodes, I think, that I did, because it just felt like, you know, I'll reiterate once more that as of E3 last year, we still had seen not very fucking much of Mass Effect Andromeda, and that worried me because it's like, oh, You guys are saying this is coming out soon, and or giving the impression that it's coming out soon, and you still haven't showed us like fucking anything. They showed us them animating PB's face, which the irony is palpable, and we'll get to that. It's a little, I don't know if it's hubris or what with EA, but they have just been on a fucking tear with destroying great franchises. You know, I know there are some people out there, some reviewers that are giving Mass Effect Andromeda credit for being an okay game. That's not good, though. Do you understand? Like, there are some people arguing online. They're like, look, you know, at the end of the day, I'm having fun, and it is a Mass Effect game. So that is it. That's what qualifies it for being good. No, it doesn't. No, it does not. The reason why game franchises get better and better, you have to have sustained progress with every iteration of your franchise. All right, look at the very first Uncharted game. All right, that game is actually kind of a rough pile of shit. All right, I went back and played the Nathan Drake collection, and it was plain to see. I fucking had to drag myself through the first Uncharted. I'm like, this game sucks a fuck. The combat was totally predictable. The driving sequences were shit. You know, the only good parts were the, you know, the climbing mountains and platforming and stuff like that. That has always been good in that series, but the combat was really rough the first game. And they improved upon it a lot in the second game, but the, you know, it was still a little funky. And if I had to put my finger on it, I'd just say, like, the thing that ruined the combat in the first three Uncharteds is that you always saw it coming. Like, you'd walk into any room and you'd see stuff that you could hide behind, but there'd be no enemies, and you'd be like, okay, well, I know that either enemies are about to pop out any second, or I'm going to have to backtrack through this area later, and I'm going to have to use these pieces of cover for a battle. And it always happened. Always. They didn't even do like a fake out at one point and put, that would have been good. Fill a bunch of rooms with stuff that looks like it would be used for cover, and then not have a battle, a gun battle. That would have been fantastic. I never liked the combat in Uncharted, because it also seemed totally out of character for like this happy-go-lucky guy who's like a treasure hunter, has killed hundreds, maybe even 1,000 guys, getting in his way because he wants the fucking, you know, what, he wanted to see Libertalia, the fucking pirate colony? That's what was worth killing hundreds of people over? I mean, he's not an archaeologist, so it's not like he has to have ethics or morals or anything like that, but come on, dude. Come on, he kills all these people, and does he ever come away with like a ton of treasure? No. I think Nathan Drake's just a sociopath, if we're being honest. Anyway, but it's an example for Mass Effect, because each iteration had some level of progress. Now, I said I'm not going to talk about 3, and I meant it. But go back to the first one, and I loved the first one because of the story. You know, all of the different alien races were so new and the graphics were so great for the time. I didn't care that the combat was a little rough. People bitch about it now and they're like, oh, it's fucking unplayable. No, it's obviously a good game because it sold well enough to get a sequel. Okay. Mass Effect 2 improved upon the combat. My only little gripe with Mass Effect 2 is the fucking canon, because I ended up reading all of the in-between books for Mass Effect to kind of flesh out the lore a little bit. And in the first game, you didn't have like a set amount of bullets. They said that, you know, in the future, bullets were obsolete because they could like accelerate particles the size of grains of sand so fast that they had the same impact level as bullets. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. And the only downside was that your guns overheated if you just sustained firing, right? In the second one, they were like, oh, no, well, bullets still aren't a thing, but we have, like, heat sinks. So each, like, shot you take uses up a heat sink. So it's like, Okay, so it's functionally the same as having a magazine full of bullets, basically. That felt a little stupid. I'm like, all right, so you basically went backwards and said, let's just have bullets. Stupid little nitpick in the lore. But anyway, it did make the combat a little bit better. Because overheating was a bitch in the first game. And the combat was a lot more fun. The characters on your ship were a lot more fun to be around. The story was engrossing. The ending was fantastic. The third one was the third one. I won't say they improved too much upon it. And I hear that a lot of people who made the first two games had left by the third one. Not people in management necessarily, but a lot of people on the development team. And then I hear with Mass Effect Andromeda that it's pretty much like an entirely new team. And I don't blame them. They should have blown up the team after Mass Effect 3. But they should have brought in some industry veterans, because this game is getting fucking panned. You know, I think... Let's check the Metacritic score right now. I'm going to do this live. Fuck it, I'll do it live. I'm not going to pause it. I'm going to let you listen to me type in Metacritic. And then we're going to go to PS4. And... wow, Persona 5's got a 94 right now. I think that's even better than Nier Automata. And better than Horizon Zero Dawn. God damn. I got to play both those games. All right, so let's see. I'm going to have to keep scrolling down. Oof. A 71 for Mass Effect Andromeda. Mixed or average reviews. Which is very disappointing. Very disappointing for a Mass Effect game. It breaks my heart. And before you say it, Ben, have you even played the game yet? No! And I said I wasn't. If you go back a few episodes, I said I wasn't even gonna. Not gonna do it. I'm gonna buy it used. I will play it eventually because I do like the Mass Effect universe. Okay? But. I said, and I fucking called this, all right? I'm not going to play the I fucking called it music, but I should, but I'm not. I said I was going to wait until the game was fully patched and had some DLC coming out for it, because I knew that this game was going to be fucking rushed. Why? Because they didn't announce the fucking reveal for it, the actual, like, you know, hey, we're going to release it. Not a release trailer, but like an announcement for the release. They didn't do that until the Video Game Awards in December. And by then, they showed us a little bit of the game. It didn't look fantastic. And God damn, I just got these vibes that, like, oh man, this is another Q1 push. This is another fucking shareholder fuck job. It's the same thing that screwed over Mass Effect 3. You fucking rush it out the door, and then people will say, I'll play devil's advocate for the retards on the internet who are going to come at me and say, but Ben, this game's already been in development for 5 years. How much longer do you need? That's fair amount of game development time. As long as it takes. That is how long. It's not a hard concept. You fucking treat your game with respect, and if it's not a good game, or it's not finished or not polished, you reap what you sow. All right, you fucking push it out the door because you're like, we got to get that sweet Q1 dollars, some of that Q1 revenue to please the shareholders, and you fucking do it at your own risk. All right, there's no reason. Fucking business people. I see it all the time at companies I've worked for. Just the people at the top cannot see the fucking forest for the trees, man. They're just like, let's get that money now so we can tell the shareholders we did a good job this quarter. And it's like, or how about we hold off on it? We release the polished product. We do a better job in a future quarter, and then shareholders will be even happier with us because we're a good company and we have competent people working for us, and we show that we know what we're doing we give a shit about our products, because what is a company without good products, right? All right, and EA has been on thin fucking ice since Mass Effect 3, okay? They've destroyed SimCity. They've destroyed The Sims. They're fucking destroying... They destroyed Dragon Age. And don't tell me they didn't. That fucking game was horseshit. Okay? The further away I can get from that game, I actually have less nostalgia for it, which is rare. Okay? I don't know why I keep saying okay today. That's great. I've got a new crutch to work through. The idea that, you know, they had such a great concept with the first game. The second game was fucking trash. Dragon Age 2 was trash. I played the shit out of it because I still liked the story, sort of. And I played through it hoping that the more I played, the more story I would get. But nope, it was all just fetch quests. And they did the same goddamn thing in fucking Dragon Age Inquisition. All fetch quests. You know? A little bit of character development, but I didn't find the characters that fucking endearing. And this fucking, I can't even explain it. This shit that BioWare does where they're so proud of their romance scenes. Your romance scenes are fucking cringy, okay? They're cringy. They always have been. I got involved in that shit in Mass Effect 1, and then I just kept going with it because I'm like, oh, well, for story reasons, I guess I should stay with Liara. But they're fucking, this shit where they have you fucking aliens in different species who are totally incompatible. Like, literally, I think they said Turians, like, would die if they ate what humans ate, including penis. And they still go forward with it, like, yeah, well, you can still fuck a Turian, go for it. Fucking sickos at BioWare. And it's like, and the reason why it's sick, it's not even like, oh, like I'm Turian racist or anything. It's like the idea that everyone wanted to fuck Commander Shepard, and likewise the Inquisitor, and likewise every other character that you play in a BioWare game. You're always the savior, and everyone always will just throw themselves at you. And I always just found, I'm like, that's so cringy. That's so cringy. Ugh. Gives me fucking goosebumps. I can't stand it. If and when I get around to playing Mass Effect Andromeda, I'm fucking shutting everyone on my crew down the second they're like, oh, Commander or fucking Captain or whatever your character's rank is. Oh, you want to fucking come with me? No. No, I don't. I'm keeping this shit professional. All right? You have a job to do. I have a job to do. We don't have time for weird-ass fucking BioWare sex scenes. You want to look at some porn? Just look at some porn. What the fuck are you people doing? And then, God forbid, a family member walks by. Like, what if my wife walked by and it's like, in a game, it's like, no, you did this. If there's a sex scene in a game, especially if it was Mass Effect, she's going to know. She's like, you did this. This wasn't just part of the story that just happened. You made this happen, weirdo. It's so fucking weird. Anyway, so Mass Effect. So Mass Effect Andromeda. At first, it got really hammered online because the animations are not up to par if with 2017 standards. Is that fair to say? You know, the scumbags who are harassing individual developers, please stop that. It's the bosses. It's always the keep in mind, if a product is bad, it's because someone directed it to be bad, okay? It's not because someone at the bottom was like, hey, here's a thing, and then the manager signed off and was like, yeah, this is great. The person who signed off, it's their job to be like, nah, this is no good. And the simple fact of the matter is the people at the top who work at BioWare said, I'm not going to fight EA on this anymore. What are we going to do? Tell them, you know, that we need another 6 months. Yes. Yes, that's exactly what you do. You tell them you need another 6 months to finish the game and make it good so that the whole franchise doesn't get destroyed. This is your second chance. All right, everyone knows there was a huge ending controversy with Mass Effect 3. Everyone knows that you're on thin fucking ice already. So you think maybe you could take your time and make sure that you get this one absolutely correct to bring everyone back, people like myself, back into the fold? You're starting a whole new series. Obviously, they want to do other Mass Effect Andromedas. It's a stupid name for the title, by the way. And because there's going to be, what, Mass Effect Andromeda 2, Mass Effect Andromeda 3? Or is there going to be Mass Effect Andromeda and then another subtitle? And it's so, it's a mouthful. Knock it off. All right. I'm so disappointed, people. I'm so disappointed. Because it confirmed my fears. Confirmed my fears that they... Not that they didn't have enough time. They had enough time to develop this properly, okay? And you can't say they didn't have the fucking engine ready. They knew what engine they were going to use. It's the same one they used for Inquisition, okay? It's not... You know, it's not anything other than whoever is managing the time of the people who are actually doing the animation, in charge of people who are in charge of, you know, playtesting and getting rid of bugs. The people who manage this project sucked a fuck, all right? Because this game needs to get patched to oblivion for me to want to plunk down any money for it. You know, maybe they can get some of my money for DLC. If the game, you know, gets good, because BioWare announced today, actually, that, you know, hey, we've got a patch coming. It's going to fix animation issues. It's going to fix the character creator. And I tweeted EA a year or two ago. No, I think it was last year. I said, I mentioned how I fucking loved EA Game Face. Because I had bought UFC 2 and I made a character that looked like me, and he looked exactly like me. And I'm like, this is perfect. This is perfect technology. This is all we do. Because I would say most people, when you give them a character creator and they're going to be the protagonist, they try to make someone who looks sort of like them, if not try to make themselves exact. Because you want to put yourself in the game if you can. And I tweeted at them, I said, you guys got to put Game Face and everything, including, and I think I hashtagged Mass Effect on that one, and they actually fucking responded to it, and they were like, we'll see what we can do. And I was like, holy shit, whoever's managing EA's account is on point. But they didn't pass that message along, I guess, because that would have been great. Oh my god, put your own face onto Ryder's face, and now you're in the game. I don't know if you'd want to do that now, though, because the facial animations were so wonky, right? And the character creator that they did ship with is also, like, not up to snuff. And I found that the character creator in the first few Mass Effects were also a little weird. And you know what? It was bad in Dragon Age Inquisition. You know what? It's always been bad. I just realized that. It has always been bad. Yeah. God, because I remember in the first Mass Effect, and I don't give a shit if you think this is racist or not, the first character I created tried to create someone who looked like me, and I just couldn't, like, not give him Asian eyes. I don't know what that was about, but, like, every set of eyes that I put on him, I'm like, my guy looks Asian, which is fine, but he doesn't look like me, because I don't look Asian. Yeah, and... It like every subsequent sequel was kind of the same deal. And I remember playing Inquisition, and I'm like, I want to create a guy who looks like me, but, like, none of them have, like, the hair. Here's another problem with BioWare character creator that no one's pointing out. I have a beard. It's not a super long beard, but it's also not stubble. It's just a medium beard. Apparently, that's impossible to fucking render in graphics. Because every time I try to give my character a beard, you can either give them a fucking Kimbo Slice, like, big manly beard, fucking Paul Bunyan, or you can give them, like, a little bit of stubble. But there is no in-between. You can't have, like, some beard and, like, keep it trimmed. It's either totally unruly, you're homeless, fucking Mick Foley, or you have like, you just forgot to shave that morning. So work on that BioWare too. Throw a few more beard options in there if you haven't already. So what is the point? What's the point? Why am I even talking about it if I haven't played it yet? Because again, I just wanted to check in, pop in and say, I fucking told you so. I fucking told you that this game was not ready. I wanted to be wrong. I wanted this game to do really well because I wanted to be pulled back into it. But I think I'm going to play Persona 5 next instead, because that game has a 94 on Metacritic and people love it. I love a game where people just come together and even the user score is good. You know you've got a good game when even the user score is great. Oh, I can hear my puppy whining for me, so I got to wrap this up. God, long story short, if you are like me and you're interested in getting into the Mass Effect Andromeda, fucking wait to make them earn your money. You know, I'm not saying you have to buy it used, but like, fucking just wait a little bit. Wait till it comes down to like 40, 50 bucks and wait for them to release like not just one patch, like three or four patches down the line. And we'll get there. And they'll fix like the major issues. And as much as people bitch about you know, all the hate that it gets online, like it seems disproportionate compared to other games that come out and suck. The reason is because the bar is set high, because people expect Mass Effect to be a great game every time, and when it's not, we make our fucking criticisms known. And more importantly, when the criticisms are known, then developers can actually do something about it. If a game just sucks and nobody plays it, nobody says anything, you know, then the game will just continue to suck. You know, Witcher 3, when it came out, had a couple of like small little tiny gripes. You know, my biggest gripe was actually the smallest thing in there, and that was the font. I mean, you know, I was sitting pretty close to a 50-inch screen, and I still could not read the fucking tiny-ass font that they had, and you do a lot of reading in that game. And you know what? They didn't fucking bitch about it and be like, "Eh, the font's fine, it was an artistic choice." Shut the fuck up. They didn't do any of that. A month later, they were like, "Here, you guys wanted a bigger font, we increased the font size." Bam. Problem solved. And if Mass Effect Andromeda, if they follow that model, follow the CD Projekt Red model, all game developers should. If they follow that model, they will be absolutely fine and they will bounce back from this. I promise you. Just do right by the fans. Don't do what you did last time and just play it off and be like, everything was an artistic decision. The game that shipped was totally the game we wanted to ship. No, it wasn't. Same thing here. No, it wasn't. Acknowledge that a mistake was made. Fix it. And you'll bring everybody back. Okay, that's going to be the show for this week. At SVGB Podcast on Twitter, svgbblog.wordpress.com. Everybody have a good night. Go play Nier. Go play Final Fantasy. Go play Persona. God, it's fucking Horizon. It is an embarrassing amount of games that are great that are out right now. So go play them. Have a good night. Have a good week. Go play some fucking video games.